Yeah, unbelievable, bro, to be honest, because considering the start we had of the season, I think it was 5 games, we had a total of 2 points, we lost 3 and drew 2, like, and I think the turning point there was midway through the season, away to Ringman, I'd say, and since then I think we drew 1-12, we went on an amazing run, like, and honestly it's down to everyone involved, the whole team, not just the 11, you know, everyone had a part to play throughout the year, and all the coaching staff, everyone involved in the sports office, you know, just... It's a great team effort, like, so pretty good one, to be honest.
And a great performance by everyone, 1-11 tonight.
Yeah, unbelievable. Like, we knew we had to keep it tight that day, throw everything at us, especially second half. We knew if we got one goal, we knew that would be it. When we got the one goal, we'd just sit back and take the pressure. But listen, we were in the same position last year. We went down to the last game of the season, and I think that stood to us a lot. And clearly it did, like, the experience, you know.
And a great finish by Sean as well. He taught me he didn't know what he was doing up there.
Jeez, you wouldn't think he's a centre back at all. Like, he was doing that in training all year as well. You wouldn't think that sounds unbelievable. Like, have a person like that next to me all season, like, just person I can trust, like, person that I know will win the ball, whatever, and happy to be playing with someone next to him, like, you know, somebody you can trust.
Yeah, and it came at a good time as well, because Cover kind of putting the pressure on you.
We were under a lot of pressure at that stage, yeah. They didn't create a lot of chances, but we were under a lot of pressure, like, and all they needed was one goal, because they're very good at the back. I think they had the best defensive record all season, like, and if they got that goal, it could have been a different game altogether, like, you know, especially when they hit the post. Jeez, that could have turned the game. That could have turned the game altogether, like, but thankfully we got the rubber to green on tonight. So.
And a fabulous occasion here, great crowd here, and it's always great to play the Mariners.
Unbelievable, yeah, unbelievable. Especially.
It's one that you remember for a long time in the career, I'd say.
It's the second most seen in the league now in 4 years for UCC, and I think the club's after pushing on now. Everyone in the sports office is kind of pushing the club, the soccer club especially, to push on now from this. The double. It's the first time it's been done ever in the college's history, like a double Collingwood and senior league. Yeah, so happy out now, and we'll push on again next year.
Thanks for enjoying the celebrations.
Yeah, cheers.
Thanks.
Oh, it feels great, yeah. Last year we knew how disappointing it was coming into the last game, and we lost it, but we were determined not to do the same this year, and with the Collingwood as well, it's definitely a great season for us, like, delighted.
Your goal came at a vital time as well. You're under a bit of pressure by Cove at that point.
Yeah, exactly. They were getting a good hold on the game, like, just, I don't know what I was doing up there, like, but got it in, and just delighted anyway to get the goal and get the win as well.
Yeah, talk us through the goal.
I don't know, I think it was like a corner or something. I just stayed up there, and probably Noel didn't want me to stay up there, but it was probably too late to get back, and Mark Murphy just said it to me at the edge of the box, and I just hit it, like, basically just hoping for the best, and thankfully I went in.
It was a fantastic finish. You do that in training much?
All the time, yeah, every day, yeah.
Talk to us about this group of lads, because you seem like a very close bunch.
Yeah, it's a brilliant group of lads. Like, obviously it's difficult with UCC, people leave every year, like, because they're done their courses and stuff, but we only lost one or two now to start this year, like, and
a great occasion here, a great crowd, and it's always great to play in the Mardic.
Yeah, exactly. Fair dues to the ground staff. Like, the pitch is unbelievable. It's the best pitch in Cork, definitely, and that definitely helped it. It was a good game, like, good ball playing game, and still, you know, look forward to celebrations.
Yeah, it's the first time that we've won the Munster Senior League and Collingwood in the same year, so it's an unbelievable achievement and an unbelievable night, especially for college football. When you look at tonight and you look at the surface and you look at the attendance here tonight, you know, the Munster Senior League is really on and up in terms of the amount of attendance, the amount of people. I mean, I think the general interest was brilliant tonight.
1,500 here at least.
They just told me 2,500 people.
Jeez, no way.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it was a great night. It wasn't the greatest of football, I'm being very honest with you. And I suppose nerves kicked in for the first 45 minutes. And I think we got a little bit, settled in the second half in terms of we got our shape. They came at us, did a great chance 5-10 minutes after halftime and had a chance to go one up. And thankfully they didn't get it. I have to say, though, that the lads have put in an incredible year in. You know, most of these guys have played over 50 games this year. And if you reflect back on our season, after 5 games, we had 2 points.
Yeah.
And we went on a run in 13 games, won 12 and drew 1.
Yeah.
So I think that deserves to win the league in lots of ways, you know.
What a goal to win it as well.
Yeah, well, look, we've lots of characters in our teams, and, you know, singling out guys, but Sean McLaughlin, sometimes you need a character to stand up in moments and take a risk and take a gamble, and he did that. He pushed himself forward, got himself to the edge of the box, which he's not normally used to getting at, but he placed it extremely well away from Devine. Beautiful. And you know what? It was very fitting for the occasion as well, as someone won, you know.
It came at a great time as well, because Cove were putting you under a bit of pressure at that point.
Yeah, but it was always going to go that way because, I mean, look, we weren't sitting back, but at the same time, we knew that they had to come at us at some stage. And with 10 or 15 minutes to go, it was always going to happen where they were going to push on and we were going to, they were going to create gaps at the back. And whether we got to score in that period was crucial. But I think, you know, when you have 10 minutes to go or 15 minutes to go and you get a goal, you know, but the size of the card is, I mean, our two centre-backs were amazing tonight. Absolutely amazing. And, you know, it's onwards and upwards for those guys. Those guys' future is bright anyway, I can tell you that much.
And as you mentioned, the occasion, just the crowd, the atmosphere, the weather even, the pitch, everything just went...
Yeah, well. Yeah. But look, Rory, it's one of these things that, you know, I'm involved in Munster Senior League a long, long time and... And, you know, when you've nights like this, they're unbelievable. And, you know, hats off to Cove. I feel sorry for them because I lost an Intermediate Cup, two Intermediate Cups when I played with Corinthians many years ago. Mm-hmm. And I know what it's like. But sometimes you have to test your character a little bit.
Yeah.
And they'll be back. They'll strengthen as a result of this. But it'll be probably one of those nearly seasons for them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's been a tremendous season for them. Come up from First Division and compete at this level, which is a very competitive level, they deserve a huge amount of credit.
Well, congratulations. Enjoy the celebrations.
Thanks, Roy. Thanks a million. Thanks for everything.
Michael Leasy, commiserations. How are you feeling after that?
I suppose as low as you can get, Rory, you know. It's tough to take, you know, but obviously, look, you don't lose the league just in one game tonight, you know. It's over 18 games, and to be fair, UCC, after the start they had, I think they won 13 games in a row to win the league. You know, hats off to them. Congratulations to them. We're down. Of course we are, but we'll be back. Don't worry about that, you know, but it's all about UCC tonight. Congratulations to them, you know.
It was going to take something special to beat your defence tonight and to beat Mick Devine and that goal. It was something special.
It was, in fairness, you man. He'd left leg, top corner. They're unstoppable, like, you know. So, again, hats off to the player who stuck in the back of the net, you know.
Mm. When you look at your season overall, though, can you call it a success considering where you were last year and where you are now?
Yeah, I suppose, look, you know, maybe in the cold light of the day when we look back at the season, once it's finished, we still have a semi-final to play against St Mary's. You know, we look at 44 games we played this year. I don't think an amateur team has played that amount of games in the country. You know, maybe has caught up for us. Even though we have a big squad, maybe eventually it does catch up with those amount of games that you have to play. But we're not making excuses tonight, you know. UCC, fair play to them. You know, they won the game tonight and deservedly won the league.
Congratulations, Mike.
Thanks very much, Rory. Appreciate it.